Proclamation number 6334 of 16th of August, 1955. Work of Satan. I. All of you will be harassed by the powers of darkness. For where there is darkness, they already have the sphere of power and will not give it up, and where there is light, they seek to extinguish it and increase their kingdom. Where there is light, they use all their powers and arts of seduction, and they also feign light themselves in order to lure people to themselves and turn them away from the light from the heavens. Satan has great power in this time of the end. And that is why the confusion which takes hold among people is also overwhelming. They are torn to and fro by doubts and wrong teachings, and only those who seriously strive for the truth, who seriously care about standing in the truth, will also receive it, because I myself am close to him and will not let him fall prey to error. I let my light shine from above to earth, and in this light countless souls fetch the strength they lack. These are above all the souls of the kingdom of the beyond who are attracted by this ray of light and always receive strength which they use again for redemptive activity in the spiritual kingdom. And thus every ray of light from above signifies help for the redemption of the spiritual kingdom which is still partly in darkness. And thus also detachment from my adversary. He therefore constantly loses his attachment by the fact that my light of love can shine down to earth, that it is accepted there by earth's children devoted to me. Understandably, this is now my adversary's plan and endeavor to extinguish this light. Either to prevent the people on earth who accept it, that is, to influence them such that they turn away from me and towards the world again, or, if he does not succeed in this, to let a side light flare up where the gentle light from above loses its luminosity, because the dazzling light flashes glaringly and weakens the eyes, so that they do not recognize the exit of that light. But there is a danger that people will strive more quickly towards the dazzling light and overlook the gentle light from above. And this is my adversary's intention, for he hates me and does not want to lose his followers to me. An unusual battle rages in these end time wherever a spring has opened up from which the water of life flows. Where souls find recovery, where the path to me is clearly visible. There the dark forces are particularly active on behalf of my adversary, and they will always try to feign the same thing which I let happen for the salvation of humanity. My activity for the salvation of people will always find imitation, which is staged by the opposing side in order to irritate people, in order to cause confusion, but can be recognized by those who are pure and sincere and only strive for the truth. Whatever happens on the part of my adversary, he will not succeed in extinguishing my light, for the world full of light protects all those to whom my light flows from above. Because increased activity on my part is urgently needed in the last days. But people themselves must want me to protect them because thereby they make it impossible for my adversary to enter them. People themselves only have to desire the pure truth and never ever will the light be extinguished which shines for them from above. For its light will illuminate their hearts so that they will clearly recognize what is truth and what is a lie. Amen.